SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Polls are closed as five states held presidential primaries on Tuesday. President Biden and President Trump have already secured the nominations of their respective parties. In Ohio, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is the winner of the GOP nomination for Senate as he looks to unseat Democrat Senator Sherrod Brown in November. The Senate race is key if Republicans want to take control of the chamber next year. The back and forth continues in Texas as a federal appeals court puts a Texas immigration law back on hold. Late tonight, a three-judge panel at the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals voted 2-1 against an earlier ruling from another panel that put the law titled SB 4 in effect. It would allow local police to arrest illegal immigrants. Arguments are set to be heard Wednesday morning on Texas' request to put the law back into effect. President Trump's comments on Israel are being used by Democrats, while Israeli groups agree with President Trump.
Interview, Trump said any Jewish person that votes for Democrats hates their religion and they hate everything about Israel. The comments to former advisor Sebastian Gorka drew immediate condemnation from several groups, including the Anti-Defamation League and the American Jewish Committee. At the White House, a spokesman said there is no justification for spreading toxic, false stereotypes that threaten fellow citizens. The Trump campaign stood by the former president's remarks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And this follows Democrat Chuck Schumer's negative comments about Israel and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The top two military leaders who oversaw the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021 testify Tuesday afternoon before the House Foreign Affairs Committee. They say the move to evacuate came too late. This is SRN News. Author and filmmaker Tim Mahoney, best known for his Patterns of Evidence movies, releases two new films this month focusing on the Book of Revelation and the Bible. One of his new films is titled Times of Fire because the Bible reveals there were persecutions visited upon many churches that were faithful.
And we're living in a culture right now in America specifically where there are things coming against the church like we've never seen it before. And we're living in a post-Christian society because people are turning away from the Lord. Well, we need to do our part to be light in darkness. And the churches that are not doing that are going to just kind of go along with the crowd. But that's not what Christ is looking for. He wants us to be faithful.
Tim Mahoney says some pastors avoid preaching from the Book of Revelation because churchgoers may find it scary. But in his view, Revelation is ultimately comforting with this message that God is in control of all things. More information on his films can be found at thinkingmanfilms.com. This is SRN News. AAA says gas prices have gone up about 10 cents per gallon in the past week. Correspondent Rita Foley explains.
Gas is about $3.49 a gallon this morning. A week ago, it was only $3.39, and a month ago, just $3.27. What's going on? Well, the AAA points out that demand pops with warmer temperatures and better weather. It is spring now, and then there's the arrival of summer blend gas, which the AAA says tends to increase pump prices by 10 to 15 cents. The cheapest gas is in the South and parts of the Midwest. It's $3.06 in Colorado. But if you're in California, it's $4.91 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley.
A judge has denied Apple's motion to dismiss a class action lawsuit claiming that stalkers are using its AirTag devices to track victims and that the tech giant has not done enough to stop it. More details at srnnews.com.